Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Hey everyone, welcome to Unlocking the Magic. Today we are thrilled to have with us a very special guest. Actually, this may be someone whom you may feel as if you've known for years. She literally captivates the TV screens with her high energy, talking all things Disney. I am talking about the none other than the Stacy from Must Do Disney.
If you'd have asked me 4 years ago that, first of all, if we would do a Disney podcast, I would be like, no way.
Why?
I just wouldn't have thought we would ever do a Disney podcast.
Well, but
secondly, if you ever asked me if we would be able to talk to Stacy from the lady on the TV that we watch every Disney trip, I would have been like, there's no way.
She's so famous. How would she ever even come on our show? How would we even have a show, first of all?
We get depressed every time we go to Disney because we turn on the TV and we're like, oh, she has our job that we want.
You hear that, Stacy? If you're listening today, Bruce wants your job.
I do. I don't want to talk, though.
You don't want to talk?
No.
That's going to be a problem.
I just want to be the person sitting next to her on the attractions that doesn't say anything. It just looks straight ahead.
Well, we get into that on the show, so she has some idea. I think she said she wrote some notes down so she can put in a good word for you.
For me? Okay. I'm going to be the person next to her staring ahead, not talking to anybody, awkwardly.
How much fun does she look like she has on these shows? I mean,
it's a blast. She says she has so much fun.
It runs 24/7, a loop on your Disney Resort Room TV, and it really gets the vacation started. Like when we check in, I put it right on right away. I love her energy. I get so excited to, of course, it's Connie, so I get excited about everything. But she just sells, you know, everything so well that she even gets me to consider Mission Space.
All right, well, let's get into it. Let's talk to her right now. We have Stacy on the line with us, and we actually even do a little would you rather with Stacy.
So much fun.
All right, let's get into it right now. All right, hey everybody, welcome back to the show. We have a special guest on with us today. If you've ever visited a Disney World resort, you definitely know our guest today. She is the face of your Disney vacation before your Disney vacation starts. We have Stacy Aswad on with us. Stacy, thank you so much for taking the time out and joining us on our little podcast here.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me. It's my pleasure. Hi out there, everybody.
Stacy, we are so thrilled to have you. I want to say, like, I have to begin. I already feel like as if I know you and that we're best friends. I really do.
Well, then.
All our kids have grown up watching you, and I don't want that to make us sound old, but... You know, they've grown up from
been here a long time. So yeah. I've grown up watching myself.
We have too. I mean, we were young adults when we first started watching you. And, you know, the first time I think we saw that show was the first time we stayed at a Disney resort. It was really got us ready to go to the parks. So it's exciting to have you on here today to talk about how you got started and how you actually got the job with Disney. That'd be an interesting story to hear.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Yeah. It's been this beautiful project that started back in 2005 and was supposed to be for a year, and here we are in 2016. So
wow.
Yeah, it's really talk about magic, right? That's pretty incredible. I'm excited. I'm so grateful, and it's given me, especially with social media, and I mean, it's given me a chance to interact with fans and wonderful people, and so I'm so grateful because it's just an honor to do it. And then it's also so fun to be a part of people's happiest times. And, you know, with everything that goes on in the world, I love that I'm part of really great memories and really great experiences vicariously through televisions. And I get to boss people around.
How has that changed? That's interesting. I didn't even think of that. How has it changed for you over the last 11 years? You said you've been doing this now?
Yeah, like 11 and a half years, yeah.
Wow.
How has it changed with social media? Because when you first started, mm-hmm. it was, what, 2005? YouTube didn't mm-hmm. come out till 2006. You know, Facebook, social media, Instagram wasn't that big as it is now. How has it changed in the last few years with social media? Has it grown tremendously?
Yeah, I mean, and I did not jump on the bandwagon really right away with social media. I wasn't even living in Los Angeles at the time. And I was living, where was I? I was back in North Carolina, and I moved around a lot. That's why I had to think for a second. I'm like a little nomad. But yeah, it was interesting. So I didn't jump right on to social media. And then as things kind of moved on with me, and then I moved to LA, and I kind of got more into the business, entertainment business, and all of that, I realized, well, you know, this is something I need to do. Plus, you know, it was a good way to keep up with people that I hadn't seen in a while. But, you know, I think initially I didn't realize, I mean, I knew what I was doing was important. I mean, any job that I do, I always do 150% or I don't do it at all. And I knew that I was doing something special, but I don't think I fully realized what this was going to mean to people, or what, if anyone would even care, you know, because sometimes you flip through those sort of informational things like blah, 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 you know, like want, Charlie Brown's teacher. So I realized, and when we first started shooting there, it was sort of like, excuse me, can I get around you kind of thing. And then as I kept going back, I realized people would recognize me and they were like, oh my gosh, there she is. And and would start to watch us filming the show. And then when I got onto Facebook, was the first thing I jumped into, I was sort of blown away by how much people actually cared about what I was doing, and that I really was part of the Disney experience. And that was pretty, it was pretty amazing. And kind of, even to this day, I mean, I really, when people quote stuff and they have it memorized, and even people that don't really like me have it memorized. So I'm thinking, you have to watch my show a lot to memorize it. So you must not find me that annoying.
Who doesn't like you? How could you not right. like the TV show?
Well, you know, it's funny because when I first came to the scene, there was a lovely person named Krissa. I don't know her, but she was wonderful. And she had been there, I think, a year before me. And then there was kind of this whole camp of the Krissa camp and the Stacy camp. And so, you know, I just kind of figured out, well, you know, I'm going to do my job really well. I'm going to be me. I'm going to do what the directors ask me to do at different times. And then I'm just going to put myself into it, because really, I think the reason I got the job was because obviously I could deliver the lines and then I could improvise when I needed to. But I think for whatever reason, and I think part of why I'm still here is that there's something that's working, whether it's just my energy, my excitement, just my Stacy-isms that really you can't fake. I mean, I really am who you see. I am energetic and positive and happy. And every time I go, even over this many years, I am still as jazzed, if not more so, whenever I go. And just to be a part of this incredible creative team that you don't get to see, that makes everything work, is such a privilege. I'm really so lucky. So lucky.
Your energy really is so contagious. Like, whenever we are in Disney World, and we've been so many times now, obviously, but we still don't feel like our vacation has started unless we pop on the TV and see you on there, because it really is. It gets the vacation started. We really start to feel like we've arrived. But one thing you did mention and I was curious about was that you said back in 2005, it was only supposed to be a year sort of thing.
Yeah.
That's interesting. And they changed it because...
Well, you know, it's like anything with... you know, the entertainment business. I mean, I'm not sure exactly what their motivation was for it, but they did a massive audition across the country. And at the time I was in North Carolina, and I went to the audition actually in Atlanta, and got a call back, met the director, and then came down to me and another person. I think she was in LA, and they gave it to me. And, you know, like with anything that I do, I just really dive in. I give my best performance. I try to be a blessing. I try to make everyone's lives easier, and save money and time and wrap early. That's always my goal. So,
I'm sure they love that.
Yeah, I know. So, you know, it was one of those things, like, I didn't sort of walk in going, psh, okay, this is my lifelong thing. I had never been to Walt Disney World before. That was my first time, the first time I went. So you can imagine, it was my first hosting gig. It was my first time at Walt Disney World. It was my first kind of straight to camera, solo kind of one woman show situation. So there were a lot of firsts for me. So I really wanted to make it amazing. And I kind of said, okay, this is great. And I didn't know how many times they were going to bring me back over that year, but I just knew that it was for a year. And then it just kind of kept going and going. And at one point they thought they were going to change me and they did a whole other casting. And then they came back and said, well, actually, we're going to stay with what we've got, and it's working.
Right. It works.
It's not broken. Right. Don't fix it. It's perfect.
I have a question. What was the first attraction you went on at Disney World? Do you remember?
The very first shot we did was in World Showcase, right there in the center. And then the very first thing I actually sat my tush in was oh, my gosh, I just blanked.
It's
the simulator. Help me out.
Soarin'? No, Mission to Mars?
Mission Space.
Mission Space. Yes. So that was the first attraction that you've ever ridden on at Walt Disney World.
Yes, and it was interesting because, you know, I was a dancer and I used to race sailboats and stuff. So I have a really, I guess my inner ear is really balanced because I can go upside down and backwards and not have a problem. And I think initially they were like, are you sure you're going to be okay doing this? Because a lot of people get sick. And I'm like, I had no reason to think I wouldn't. I'm like, no, I mean, I've never gotten sick on anything on purpose. So right. I said, no, I think I should be good. They're like, okay. So, you know, they put me in the chair and I said, okay, let's go for it. So at first, I think they were a little nervous. And then when they realized, oh my gosh, she's like MacGyver. She can do anything. I think they were really excited. So, I mean, things like Summit Plummet and Rock and Roller Coaster starring Aerosmith. I mean, I did those things multiple times in a row. And it was just, it was so, so cool. I mean, now if I even go to Disneyland, it's sort of like, oh, I only get to ride it once. Okay. Well, that's fine because I'm so spoiled.
What is it like behind the scenes doing these takes? Do the people who are with you on the attractions, I mean, are they picked out ahead of time to go on with you? And how does that process? What does that look like?
Yes, they're the Disney casting, they have an incredible operation there. I mean, they're, everything is, you know, when you see people walking across as if they're just guests walking through, I mean, those people have been picked. They're extras that they've gone through their process. And so anyone who's sitting on the rides with me in the entire thing, anyone you actually see on purpose is there for a reason and has been properly screened and all of that. So sometimes it's real families, sometimes it's just grandmas or single people. I mean, it's all different kinds of people from all different places. And so they're lovely, and sometimes because of different angles they want to get and they want to maybe change the situation or the setup. I mean, sometimes we'll do things 1, 2, 5, 7, 10 times. And everybody is so wonderful and just excited to be there. And I've actually met some wonderful, especially the kids are so fun. So yeah, they're absolutely picked to be in the shots.
Well, here's the thing. If you ever need a family, you know, we'll just put our hat in the ring there. If you ever have, if you can give me suggestions or anything like that.
Absolutely. If I want to become a diva and be like, I need an assistant.
Yeah, we'll help you out. We'll help you out in any way we can.
And this is Bruce, who's not really camera. He's pretty camera shy. So this is like, I'm taken back right now.
Well, she just said she gets to go on the ride over and over and over again. That's all I'm thinking about. That'd be fun.
You're sold. Exactly. You don't care about the camera. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, no, and it's actually good if you don't care about the camera, because if you are the person sitting next to me or behind me, you sort of have to, you have to really ride the window of you can't really talk to me specifically because I'm talking usually, and then you can't look into the camera directly. So you sort of have to be present, but you can't be really kind of completely interactive with me.
No, so that's perfect for me, because even though we do this podcast, I don't talk to anybody.
You don't care about me. You just want to be on the attraction. Totally.
So this must be filmed really early, I can imagine, before the parks open.
It's a combination. Sometimes we're shooting, like there's times in Magic Kingdom when we'll get there before the sun comes up and we're getting everything ready and I'm getting in hair and makeup and everything's getting organized. And then as the sun's coming up, a lot of times the shots in front of the castle were just as the sun was coming up. And then sometimes we're shooting really late. Most of the downtown Disney, or I should say Disney Springs, it was downtown Disney when I started.
We still call it that.
I was just going to say, yeah. Bruce still calls it downtown Disney, so you're fine.
I know, it is kind of a force of habit. It is,
yeah.
Yeah. So that a lot of the time is done in the middle of the night. Like we'll start at 8 o'clock at night and go through the night.
Oh, wow.
So it just depends on the schedule, how ambitious it is, how many days I'm there. And then sometimes we are shooting during the day when the parks are open, but it's interesting because they're so, so sensitive to not interrupting anyone's experience. So that's why it's kind of a cool challenge for me as a host, because even though, I know we're going to maybe do multiple takes because of different reasons, we really have to stay on a very, very tight schedule because we don't want to interrupt people's experience. And then we also have to make sure that we are where we need to be. And, you know, so there's a lot of walking and talking and a lot of moving. We sometimes will shoot in two or three parks in the same day. So it just depends on, they really have it down to such a science, the team that works on this, from production to producers, writers, all the gaffers. I mean, everybody is incredible and they really know what they're doing. And, so I had the same cameraman, Rob, who's amazing. He's been with me since the very first day. And then there's a few other people that are the same, but there's been different directors, different hair and makeup people, different producers. But it's kind of cool. It's kind of really is like going home for me because I get to see people that I've come to really love and care about because we've been together for a long time.
So there's a lot of pressure on you to really get it in, you know, the least amount of takes as possible.
Yeah, I mean, for me, with anything I do, whether it's voiceover and I'm in front of a microphone, no one sees me. I mean, I'm a kind of a competitive person. I was a competitive roller skater and I've always sort of had, you know, and as a dancer, you get one shot at that variation. Like you can't go back and go, ooh, can I try that again? And so I always have this sort of little thing with myself that I get one shot. I got to nail it. I got to do everything. I've got to hit my beats. I've got to hit my spacing. I've got to hit the lines, word perfect, the improv, whatever I'm doing. So it's just a little game that I kind of play with myself because, you know, there's sort of a standard now. And obviously if I show up and there's stuff in the show and then I'm like, yeah, whatever. Hey, what's up?
Oh, you can't do that?
Really that. So
I'm out.
I have to match myself, you know, yeah. I have to, so I always go and watch it the night before I get there, I look at it and I make sure I see like what the latest content is and how they've tweaked it a little bit. And then that way I know when I show up in the morning that, that there's no deviation. I mean, because you can see, I mean, there's some footage in there from 2005 and it's literally a montage. It's like a This Is Your Life Disney edition, you know, because it's like some of the footage is from 2005, 6, 7 and to present. So it's kind of neat. Somehow it works. It's just kind of funny how it sort of works. Like, I don't think you can tell unless
you really, I was going to say, you can't even notice that it's from 2005 if you're watching it now.
Yeah. Yeah. So I definitely know, and whether it's because the monorail's going behind me or whatever, I just always, I'll do it 100 times if that's what they need me to do. But I don't want to do it 100 times because I'm not prepared or I'm not delivering the energy and the performance that they need.
So do you have, now this is a really important question that has been simmering for a little bit. What do you remember, any blooper moments that you might have experienced that we don't get to see?
Yeah, there's some fun ones, especially all the water stuff, like in the park, water parks. There's definitely, yeah, there's a few that stand out early on. The first one was like in Blizzard Beach, when there was obviously there was sort of a dry cameraman, and then there was a water cameraman who was with me, and some of the stuff, obviously you can tell someone's very close to me when I'm underwater or swimming. So there was one thing where we kind of got into each other's aqua area, and we kind of banged into each other a few times, and I kind of went left and he thought I was going right. And so there were a few, thankfully it was sort of slow motion, so the camera kind of like bashed into me a little bit.
Oh,
and so that was kind of fun. I wish we had a third camera to capture it, because it probably looked like really bad synchronized swimming or something. And then I remember being in Animal Kingdom, and I remember it being really hot, and somehow all of a sudden the hair and makeup people are incredible, and they're like my appendages were always connected once I get there. And, you know, they're so lovely. They have me under an umbrella because I'm not a big sun person, first of all. And also you can't have me changing colors over the course of the shoot. So whatever color I start with is what I need to maintain. So they always have me under umbrellas, and the makeup gal looked at me and she said, might be a shadow or something. And all of a sudden it was like on my arms and on my back, it looked like I was like molting. It's like weird sort of welty rash kind of something. And we had been shooting multiple days. We were like 4 or 5 days in, and we only had like one day left. And it looked like I had some sort of like just skin disease. And so thankfully we were almost done with the shoot that day, and I don't know if I had leaned against something, or it wasn't sun poisoning, but anyway, so they had the doctor come to my resort room, and I had to get like a steroid pill. You know, it was like this whole like, you know, dramatic medical
emergency,
because I had to shoot the next day. And so we needed to get me back from my weirdo, like, I don't know, pod condition.
It was like getting the quarterback ready for the football game. We got to get him back in there for the fourth quarter.
Exactly. But it worked out so well, because we were going to be shooting in Epcot, where I wear that shirt that has like the long sort of sleeves, the shoulders are cut out, but it's so thankfully they were able to mask it, because obviously in overnight it didn't clear up. So thankfully all my sleeveless stuff was over. And so then we went into stuff where my arms were covered. So it was like divine. It was like, thank you. But they were so concerned. They're like, are you okay? And oh my gosh, because I don't really have allergies, but something, whether it was the heat and something I scraped against, I don't know, something did not agree with me. So it was this exotic arm disease or something. But then after a few days it cleared up, but it that was pretty funny. Those were like, oh, and then I just had tons and tons of bruises and blisters. And again, thankfully all my wardrobe covered up. I had this big like softball size bruise on my leg, and thankfully the mini skirt I was wearing covered it just barely, so you couldn't tell. It looked like I had been, you know, worked over a little bit in the alley. But, you know, for me, it's like just the show must go on. You just keep going, because really, look at what I get to do. I mean, it's like whatever. The bruises heal, the blisters heal, you know, keep going. Because
right.
I was a dancer. I had bloody toes. I was a ballerina. So it's like,
no big deal for you.
Yeah, toenails fall off. It's like, whatever. Keep going.
Keep the camera going.
Literally,
yeah.
The show must go on.
Exactly. Literally.
I was more worried that I was like, oh God, is it ruined? Is the footage ruined? They're like, no, no, no. So they patched me back together, and I was able to go on, and no one was the wiser. But that's stuff that happened early on. And now, I mean, it's just cool because we sort of have a rhythm that goes on. And now with people now knowing who I am, when we're shooting, there's people that stand around and watch. So it's sort of like we're recording the show, but it's also a live show. So I definitely want to make sure that anyone who's standing there watching is getting a fun show. So sometimes I'll be a little extra, a little extra sassy.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's probably exciting for people now because they know who you are to see you filming in the park. It's like almost like an added attraction.
Yeah, I don't know. They seem excited. I guess you'd have to ask them. But they seem excited. It's like, oh, there she is. And then they'll, now sometimes people go and they think maybe I live in the castle or something because they're like, we didn't see you when I was there. I'm like, well, I'm not there all the time. So
they're tweeting you, hey, I'm by the castle. Where are you?
No. Yeah. So it's always fun. Now and you know, people want to take pictures or get an autograph. It's very lovely. I mean, my goodness, what a lovely way to make a living.
It's awesome. So let me ask you, instead of asking you though, like what's your favorite attraction or what's your favorite resort, we have a little game that we play called kind of Would You Rather. We're going to give you two options if you would, and maybe you could tell us your favorite one out of the two and which one you would choose. Is that something you want to do?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Because I'm good at the favorite ones because I always have more than one, so this is better.
That's why we did this. Our daughter actually came up. We were getting prepped to go to Disney, and we were sitting around the dinner table, and she'd keep hammering us with these, Dad, would you rather go to Epcot or Hollywood Studios? Or just in her mind, she's playing these different scenarios, so we thought that would be a cool game to play.
Smart girl. See, she's getting ready to have her own show.
Yeah, she is. They've come on the podcast in the past. They love it.
Oh, cool.
All right, so we'll start with our first one. Connie, you ready?
Yes, I am ready.
All right, so would you rather... This is one that she asked me, our daughter. Okay. Typhoon Lagoon or Blizzard Beach?
Blizzard Beach.
Okay, why?
Summit Plummet, man.
Okay. So you like those scary attractions. I don't want to say scary, but...
Thrilling.
Thrilling.
Yeah, I mean, that is like the most intense 5 seconds of your life. That's crazy pants. It's great. Yeah.
We have to check that one out. We haven't been there yet. Been on that attraction yet.
Well, don't.
We were checking it out. Yeah, we haven't. We are good with like coasters and things, but it takes some courage for some of these attractions. I'm not quite there yet. But
yeah, that one is intense because I kind of was like, oh, okay. So I just lay back and really? Okay. And I had to do that like 3 times in a row. And I screamed like I was being, oh, yeah.
But the second time that you had to climb up there where you were even more, because you knew what to expect, but at the same token, it must have been really intimidating for you.
Well, it's the kind of thing like, you know, you have all these people standing around and you know you have a job to do. So you just kind of like go, okay, I'm going into the zone. But no, it was definitely the first time was like a blur. I was like, what just happened? Where is my bathing suit? Okay. The next time I went out, so it was definitely a, wow, it's on now. And I think the adrenaline was just so high that I just, yeah, I'm like, okay, you need it again? How about it? You know, so I think I did it 3 times.
Wow.
I don't think Connie could do that.
Yeah, I was just thinking, I was just envisioning them, you know, explaining what I had to do initially and then to do it twice. Never mind 3 times. Forget it. I'd have been a hot mess.
Well, it's quick. I'll say that. It's like a Band-Aid. You know, you just pull it off and you're done.
Yeah, you just got to tell your brain to just do it, and then you just go.
Yes, yes.
All right. I'm going to move on to resorts now. Here's another resort one for you. Would you rather stay at the Beach Club or the Grand Floridian?
Oh, that's hard.
Yeah, none of these are really easy. We had the kids come on the show a few weeks back because it was only appropriate that they came up with this idea. So we had them on our show and they nailed us with some really difficult questions. So
well, I'll say the Grand Floridian is the first place I ever stayed. So I always have a soft spot in that, but I do love the Beach Club. I'm going to say, the Beach Club.
Really? I'm surprised only because you said you had a soft spot for the group, because that happened to us. We have sort of a soft spot at the Polynesian. So we feel like we're home whenever we visit Walt Disney World Resort. Like we definitely try out other resorts, mainly to experience everything that we can, but nothing quite fits the bill like the Poly. So that's incredible that.
Well, it's if I could do like a hybrid, because I love the gym at the Grand Floridian and I love just the elegance of it. And it was the first place they ever put me. But then the Beach Club, I can go out and walk and I can get a beautiful big Reese cup. So like a peanut butter cup. You know, so that's it's a toss up. But I'm going to say at this moment, you could probably get a different answer tomorrow, but today I'm going to say beach club. Book me a room at the beach club.
All right. That's the beauty of these questions. Tomorrow you could change your mind.
Exactly.
All right. Last one here. We're going to give you a parks one now. Okay. Would you rather the Magic Kingdom or Hollywood Studios?
Oh, man. I'm going to say, that's hard because it has one of my favorite attractions, but it is classic and it is, I'm going to say Magic Kingdom.
Yes. There's no visit without a visit to the Magic Kingdom, I think.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, you feel, and maybe because there's so many times I've been shooting there where that's where we start and it's at sun, you know, before the sun comes up and just standing in front of that beautiful castle and the sunrise. I just had so many beautiful moments there that I feel like you can just feel Walt Disney and I just feel like the little beautiful spirits are all around me and they always are that's like how it always kind of sets the tone for the shoot for me. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, same thing with us. The Magic Kingdom, we've got the special place in our hearts. You have to go there. There's no Disney World vacation without visiting Magic Kingdom.
Absolutely.
So, Stacey, what do you feel like the future of Must Do Disney? I mean, with now all these incredible things that are happening with the resorts, do you have any idea of what maybe the next few years will unfold for you? Or are you do they keep you sort of in the dark for now and then kind of announce?
Well, I mean, sometimes I know what's going on and then I can't talk about it. Mm-hmm. But I can say to you right now, I am clueless. I don't have anything I'm withholding at the moment. I mean, again, I'm not sure if I'll be there. You know, maybe I will. Hopefully I'll be there. Or maybe it'll be some other wonderful person who gets to have this opportunity. So I'm not sure. But I mean, gosh, there's so many exciting things that have changed that I haven't even experienced yet. But I don't know. I mean, if they want me to continue, I would be thrilled to. And I think it'll be interesting to see, I mean, all the different attractions and the changes. And I don't know. Stay tuned, I guess.
We'll have to stay tuned for that. You got to have Stacey back to go on the new Star Wars land and then the new Animal Kingdom attractions. There's going to be so much stuff for you to go on and do.
I know. I mean, I would love to do it. And the clothes they put me in still fit. So that's a good thing.
Bonus.
See, we just saved some money right there. No shopping.
Stacey, thank you so much for taking the time and joining us. Where can people follow you on social media or your website, or give some of that out so people can go check out what you're doing now?
On Facebook, I'm on host Stacey J. Aswad is my page, and on Twitter and Instagram at Stacey J. Aswad. So absolutely come over and see me there, and you can follow me too on my YouTube channel and my app for my web show that I have called VO Buzz Weekly.
What is that?
It is a podcast that I started back in 2012. It is it's a web show that basically puts faces to the voices of all the voiceover actors that you love, and it's writers, agents, producers, and we interview them. It's a talk show, and so you get to hear Bill Farmer's story and everyone from any cartoon, animated films, and all the people behind the scenes. And we've got like 212 episodes, I think.
Wow.
And it's a really cool kind of show about the habits and patterns of successful people, and it really is a very interesting conversation about how people got started and have gotten to the top of their game and how they've overcome challenges and rejection in life. And so it's a really interesting thing to do and produce. I love it. I love hosting it, and I do all the writing and producing of it, and with Chuck Duran, who's the kind of the go-to producer for voiceover demos. And so, so we're on YouTube. We have an app. We just put an audio version on iTunes, and we're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that too. So you can catch up with me there. And sometimes you'll get to see some Disney people that you love. And, so you'll get to see me every week.
Woo-hoo! That's awesome. We'll definitely link that up in the show notes for this episode. Stacey, thank you so much again.
Thanks, you guys. Have a great, great day.
You
thank
too.
Thank you. Had so much fun, Stacey. Thank you again.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I just want to say thank you to Stacey one more time. It was so much fun having her on the show. I love her incredible energy. It's just so much fun. I feel like I've known her forever, and it was so cool to get to know her a little bit more.
You should book a trip with Enchanted Escapes and then go watch Stacey on TV down at Disney World.
Right away, like right now.
So go, they'll do all the work for you. You don't have to do anything. Maybe you can ask them to even have the TV turned on for you when you get there. So that's enchanted-escapes.com. They'll take care of you over there. All kidding aside, though, I'm really going to use them from now on, because after having them on the show and then they come and visit us on the live show on Friday nights, it's just like they do all the work for you. You don't even have to do anything.
Any questions you might have or any kind of information you might need, make sure you check them out. What's their website again, Bruce?
Enchanted-escapes.com. And don't forget our live
show.
Yeah, we're going to do a live show Friday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. So make sure you join us then. We do these shows on Friday nights. It's pretty fun. We answer some questions. If you go to the Facebook page at facebook.com/unlockingthemagic, you can leave your questions there for Connie ahead of time so she can get prepared.
I love how you said my name, not yours.
Well, I'm not going to read them till Friday at like 7:45.
It's the truth.
When you say, what are those questions again? And I'm like, oh, I got to go scramble to find them.
Yeah. But every time.
Yeah. So that's info for that. We're on Twitter, Instagram, unlockingthemagic.com, all that good stuff. If you have a question, you can shoot us an email to info@unlockingthemagic.com. And a big thank you to Stacey for coming on the show with us.
Yay.
And having a good time. A little bit of would you rather there. I feel like I stumped her a little bit.
You did. I felt like I was so nervous. But
I feel like I stealth a little bit during that podcast.
You totally did. But
and,
you know
and
what?
The intro and outro.
It was real and raw and perfect.
That's a little bit of us. Real, raw, and perfect, I guess.
All right. Thank you so much, everybody.
We'll see you.